you guys know that last year when we implemented this action plan under import safety for import self-assessment, we were looking for ways that we could partner with U.S. Customs and Border Protection to keep our borders more safe and pool our resources so that we could instill a sense of security, if you will, in the American consumer. And one of the ways that we've done that is through the importer self-assessment. As you know, the U.S. Customs Service has an importer product safety program that deals with import and trade. Our component of this program deals specifically with product safety and firms and importers that have actually demonstrated the ability to show internal quality controls to make products safer.
And so essentially they go through a checklist of what they need to be on the lookout for a safe product?
That's exactly right. There's an application procedure that they go through. It's an extensive review of their internal controls from the beginning of their supplier chain all the way to the end. It's an extensive review, and they put a lot of work into making their product line safe.
Now, if you look at a, you know, Home Depot or Target or Walmart, there's millions of line items of products in the United States that are imported. What's the importer community like? Is it number in the millions and the thousands? How many companies are we dealing with?
Well, that's interesting. There are actually 38 companies that are eligible to participate in the importer product safety program. That is actually that derived from where importers actually have to go through an extensive review through U.S. Customs before they can even reach our goal. So it's almost like a double safety checklist, if you will. And of those 38, there's actually 16 firms that have made inquiries to the U.S. Customs Service and CPSC to participate in the program. Two of those firms have completed the application process. One has been approved. As you know, it's JCPenney Company, and the other is still under review.
And so what's the benefit to the retailer in participating in this, or the distributor?
Well, I think for them it's a little bit safer assurance knowing that the entire distribution chain of a commodity has been reviewed by both agencies, so there's a somewhat of more of an assurity that when the retailer gets that commodity that it's been extremely scrutinized and tested before it even gets to their store shelves.
And is there any particular class of products that you're more concerned about than others? I think of JCPenney, I think of clothing, as opposed to, say, appliances or things, mechanical things or toys, where you usually hear about the dangers.
Right. It's interesting. When we go through and a firm actually looks through the process chain and a firm comes in, we actually review their product line regardless of the product that they're selling. Because if they are instilling quality services as a company policy as opposed to, well, we're just going to do it for this product line, they're much likely to be more compliant overall.
We're talking with Carol Cave. She is the Consumer Product Safety Commission's Director of Import Surveillance. And so is it too early to ask you if there's any things that have been caught, any good success stories so far from something that might have avoided being imported?
Well, I can tell you that because the program is really still in the pilot stage, it's really too soon to assess a true success. But I have been encouraged by the number of inquiries and believe that it's higher than we originally anticipated. And I think further, the firms that have applied, I'm really impressed by the knowledge that they have about the Consumer Product Safety Improvement Act requirements that were passed last August.
And how many do you hope will participate in this? I mean, do you have an idea in your mind about where you will be a successful rollout on this?
Well, I mean, I think our first goal would be to see all 38 comply that are eligible. And if we can reach that goal, I would, you know, and because they're such large companies and because they have such a large volume of the number of imports that come into this country, I would celebrate that as a true success.
And you said you had two?
We have two that have applied, 16 that have inquired.
Okay. All right. So you're well on your way.
Right.
So is Walmart in that pipeline?
Actually, we don't disclose all the ISA members until at the end, and unless they want to be disclosed, unfortunately.
But it sounds like the process that they have to go through is pretty extensive, almost like getting, you know, Six Sigma quality certification or something like that.
It really is, and they have to be willing to, you know, if they use overseas factories and so forth, they have to be willing to show us what their processes are over there and let us go through their factories and facilities and really scrutinize what they're doing.